Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We need some good news. And I've got some good news for you.
Okay.
You may never, ever have soggy microwave pizza again. That is the good news.
That's what you're making here.
Interesting.
I'm hooked because I'll tell you, like, you could say tune in at 9 and I'll just sit around and, well, I work here, so I guess I'm sitting around waiting anyway. But if I didn't, I would sit around and wait to get the answer to this because I hate microwave pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is something I've always thought, why can't we figure this out? Because I am not going to turn on my oven. It's not going to happen.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I absolutely do. It's worth the wait.
You're a better man than me.
I know.
I deal with the sog. But I've been always, you know,
it's
I've been disgruntled.
It's like 5 minutes, man.
You hit
the broil and you just put it there and you'd be fine.
I don't do ovens.
Broil's an aggressive way to do it there, Rev.
You just cook it from the top.
I don't even know what broiling and means the difference. See, that's, I don't know.
Do you really not?
No, I don't know how to broil what's broiling?
Broiling's when the heat's coming from the top part of the oven.
Oh.
So yeah, you just put it on the top thing.
How do I turn the top part of my oven on? Like, there's two ways to
broil button.
Yeah, there's a broil button.
I got a broil button?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. I'm so glad you
don't cook. I thought I would have to turn, like, the oven upside down or something. That way I could get it to top.
Well, I'll be honest. I don't know if you have a broil button on your oven. I don't know when you got your oven. I don't know what's going on in your house.
It's one of them settlement ovens, you know what I'm saying? One of the first ones that Sears and Roebuck gave us way back in the old 1910s.
Well, I know, like, Joe shows up from time to time to bring the giant ice block for your ice box.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, and he does have a broil button.
It does have a broil button. Okay. I figured if anyone knows, it's your son.
Here's the problem, though. This solution does not come from America. I'm very disappointed. You know, you would think that America would figure this out. Australia figured out how, basically, you can reheat your pizza in the microwave so that it does not become soggy. Are you ready for this? By the way, this is not difficult.
Okay.
But I want to be clear. Put a glass of water next to it in the microwave. Didn't say a cup of water. Said a glass of water. So make sure you find a glass somewhere. Fill it up with water.
So it can't be like, I use a mug?
Well, I'm just saying it's a glass, so I'm just going to go literally. You make sure whatever you use is made of glass, and put a glass of water next to your pizza in the microwave, heat it up for about 30 to 45 seconds.
Okay.
Apparently, the water in the glass absorbs enough of the heat so only the cheese melts, but the bottom stays crispy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm willing to try it.
It makes sense to me because you notice when, I know when I put things in the microwave, depending on what it is, like you put certain plates in the microwave and that gets hotter than your food. Somehow, some way, you're like, why is that a thing?
Oh, it's so annoying. Sometimes I'll just heat something up and I'm like, everything is hot except for the food that I want to eat. And like, there's like a couple pieces of chicken. You're like, why is it still cold? Everything around it is scorching hot.
So maybe this is part of the hack, is that the microwaving, somehow the water says, I'll take some of that heat so you don't sog it up, or I'll take some of those I don't know what's happening. Maybe there's a broil function I don't know about with the water.
I also like that Domino's, they just recently recommended, if you have more than one slice left over and you want to reheat it, they call it Tasty Pizza Toasty. and you put them face to face so that the crusts are on the outside.
Okay.
And then put it like in a waffle maker and just put it down, or a sandwich,
oh,
or
wow,
like a panini maker and toast it.
Oh, what a great idea.
Right?
So this is the exact reason why we got a toaster oven, because we have the little slidey part, and it just, it's the best way to reheat pizza.
I agree. Yeah, I have a toaster oven, but I never use the oven part. I just toast everything. I don't. That's how I do.
You can't like stick a piece of pizza in there like that. All the stuff will fall down.
Oh, I got a thing. I'll clean the. I'll clean the little slidey tray that comes out. You know,
that's where you can put the pizza. But all right, you do you, man.
My issue is I just eat all the pizza, so there's no leftovers.
Well, there is that.
And that's one way to avoid soggy pizza the next day,
right? And I'm also pretty cool with just having cold pizza.
Yo, have you had Domino's recently?
Yeah.
I have not.
I had it last night.
And?
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. I forgot how good it is. I mean, in the most, like, unhealthy, you know, it's pizza, but, you know.
Well, let me tell you this.
It's been so long since I've had Domino's, it was just, like, just putting little bites of heaven in my mouth.
So you're not aware of what's going on with Domino's?
No, because, what are they doing?
Because for a while it wasn't good, and they recognized that. They've done a whole new campaign saying, we're sorry we let our pizza go bad, and we are going to fix it. And so they have reinvented themselves and put quality back into what... Because Domino's, I used to love Domino's back in the day, but then for a while it's like, I don't know what's going on, but this doesn't taste like what I remember.
Well, then maybe that's a lot of... Honestly, though, when they said it wasn't all that good, I was like, man, don't sell yourself short. I mean, it's not like high-end pizza, but it's franchise pizza. Pizza's good no matter what, in my opinion. And if you get like the thinner crust, I always thought they still delivered and it was good. Not delivered in a physical sense. Obviously, they do that. But maybe that's a lot to do with it, BJ. Because, man, I took a bite out of it. I'm like, oh, boy, this is not going to go well because I'm going to eat a lot of these.
Yes.
Yep.
I've seen a lot of stories written about them, like in business magazines and online articles about how they have done a great job basically owning their faults. It's like,
shout out to them.
Yeah.
Man.
Everyone said, is this the way you should do it as a business? Should you come out and go, hey, our bad, and then just run commercials saying our commitment is to give you the pizza that you remember?
Well, dude, I recommend if you haven't had Domino's in a while, get some Domino's. My buddy and I had to help him out build something. So we were ordering some pizza. Oh, man, we had the pineapple and bacon. That was good.
Oh, pineapple and bacon.
Oh, I've never had pineapple and bacon before. That is a game changer.
Yeah, it is, because it's the super salty of the bacon mixed with that super sweet of the pineapple.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I have the app, and the more you order, you end up getting a free pizza after a few.
Yep.
And I've gotten many a free pizza.
Let's get one today.
Yep.
Do they deliver right now? Let's do it.
They should.
Probably not, but, you know, hey.
All right, guys.
Any guesses on how many slices I had?
Ooh.
Well, see, now that you put it that way, all right. I'm going to
how many slices are to a pizza?
Joe, what do you think? Because Joe's already said.
I'm going 4.
Vicky?
Wrong.
I'm going 8.
8.
Wrong.
Whoa, 8. All right, Revit, between you and I, Price is Right.
I'm going 6.
Bing, bing, bing.
Wow. Yeah. 3/4 of a pizza sounds about right, because at that point you're like,
6 slices.
Maybe I'll save
a
little bit.
Man.
I couldn't stop it.
Whoa.
You know, it was just there like, eat me.
Whoa. Yo. Congratulations.
Now was it a thin crust or a normal crust pizza?
It was a regular crust.
Okay, yeah. That sounds about right on that. Like, if it's a thin crust, I'll put away.
Right. And granted, they weren't like the giant slices, you know, but there was.
Half a pizza?
No, that's 3/4 of a pizza. 6 slices is 3/4.
I don't know.
Oh, here we go.
Because these slices there were a couple like small ones. And
how you justify this.
It was the equivalent of like 4 regular size pieces. Yeah. But I mean, there were six slices.
That's good.
Is your wife listening right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is why this story is right here.
Right.
Yeah. This is why this story is right here.
I worked hard for that pizza.
I worked hard for that pizza.
So hard for that pizza.
Yeah. Well, we have another question that doesn't involve pizza, but instead involves a large pickle. Yes.
What?
Why would a guy hit a highway worker with a large pickle? Steve is going to tell you why. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well-informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and today is a special day.
Oh, that sounded very weird. What are you doing?
Well, I'm curious to see what kind of answers I'm going to get on this. Because
Hey.
Yeah. Today's a National Egg Day.
Egg Day.
Egg Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Eggs are good.
How you like your eggs, BJ?
Oh, in my mouth.
Over easy. Come on. Let's do it.
Over medium.
Over medium?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want the runny yolk?
I want the runny yolk, but I don't want the eggs to be too wet.
So you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah. It's a little dry, but the inside's still runny.
Yeah. You know, I'm willing to give it a shot because it's one of my big issues is the egg whites get a little too runny with the, with the yolk.
That's over hard is where it's all hard.
Oh, I thought that was Friday nights and Vicky's.
Yeah, I mean that too.
Okay. So what about you, BJ?
Man, I am
like a scrambled.
You know what? I like omelets, man.
Oh,
yeah, man. See, a good stuffed omelet is just sometimes hard to beat.
Oh. Dude, when I first moved out here and I'd have an extra couple of dollars, you know, I was like, I'm going to splurge. And this is how sad it was because I had no money. I'd buy a bagel. Like one of the ones that you get at like a grocery store, nothing special. Get some eggs and then like really processed ham and cheese. And then I would make a egg omelet into a bagel sandwich.
Nice.
And just squirt a, almost curse, an S-ton of ketchup on it. And it was just healthy and high-end.
Wonderful.
It was the best.
Yeah.
That was so good. I'm with you. And omelets are great. What about you, Joe?
I am a scrambled man.
All right. Yep. Ketchup on it?
Oh, yeah.
Lots of ketchup?
Lots of ketchup, and from Denny's, preferably.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
Yeah. Can't argue with that. I like my scrambles, too.
And Rev. Doing the old sandwich like you, man. But I figured out a hack. I can microwave an egg. It takes about a minute and a half. We've got these little dishes that fit perfectly.
Oh, those are awesome.
Yeah, just right into an English muffin. Put a little American cheese on that.
American.
Maybe a little barbecue if I want to get fancy. And just eat that.
Disappointed nobody likes to have a large pickle involved with their eggs.
Really? Is there a large pickle you can have with your egg?
No, this was just a really bad attempt at segueing into this story.
Good job, buddy.
About a guy named Christoph. He's from your old neck of the woods, Massachusetts. He's 34 years old, and I guess on Tuesday he was in a buddy's car, and they were driving through Vermont, hopefully to go to Ben and Jerry's, because they have a great factory there, and a delicious ice cream.
Yeah, and usually when they have, they call them massholes, so when they go to Vermont, that they're not really welcome.
Well, apparently he looked over at his buddy and said, I have a, quote, large pickle. And he wasn't like, you know, bragging. It wasn't like a humble brag or anything. He just had a very large pickle in his possession.
Oh, okay.
And for some reason, he decided to throw it at a 59-year-old guy that worked for the Vermont Agency of Transportation who was working on the side of the highway. So he takes his large pickle and tosses it at a highway worker. Why? I don't know. But apparently hit the guy in the back and it hit him so hard that it caused him pain, according to the reports.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
They arrested Christoph for throwing his large pickle at another man, and he's facing assault charges.
Good. He's an idiot. I mean, I how dumb are you to throw something like that? Some dude's just working on the side of the road. What are you doing?
And why, why waste a good pickle?
Well, there's that, too. I mean, there's travesty in this whole story.
Do you think maybe he was just, like, stuck at one of those construction zones where, like, they stop all the cars, and he was just really in a rush to get to somewhere, and he decides, I'm going to throw my large pickle at him?
What? I have never heard of anybody being rude in a construction zone. Are you sure? That never happens.
I hear that's how you do things.
Is that how you do things? Like you just act like a jackhole when you're in a construction zone and maybe you have a nice job and people might know who you are and you shouldn't do that?
Only if you have a large pickle.
Oh, if you have a large pickle. Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
You know what? Maybe somebody should go do an entertainment program in Maine, Massachusetts, whatever.
Some people are chiming in. They say definitely over medium when it comes to their eggs.
The insides are more jelly and a little bit more runny. It's hard to get right, though.
Yeah.
I also would like to give a shout out to one of the oldest restaurants, at least on the east side that I know of, the Pancake Corral. They have a hash brown omelet where inside the omelet are hash browns. It is a beautiful creation.
Ooh, that's like putting French fries on your sandwich.
Oh,
man.
It is fantastic.
Which I'm okay with,
I'm not taking any shots at anybody. I haven't tried it, and it's one of those things I still need to try.
Why do you think Mitch Levy is my friend? When we got together for lunch, he said, you know where we got to go? And he said the Pancake Corral. I go, dude, I can't believe it. I love that place. No one's ever said, let's go to the Pancake Corral. And it's because of the hash brown omelet. Let me tell you that, baby.
Oh, my gosh. That looks so good.
Oh, it's ridiculously good. Pancake Corral's legit. I think they've been around since I was a kid, which was in the 1900s, the early 1900s or something.
Dude, it looks like you're about to, like, place looks so cool. Like, you should be walking in wearing a cowboy hat and, like, some, like, syrups or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a really cool joint. And, I mean, it's pretty famous in Bellevue. I mean, it is as far as, like, you know, one of the older joints, and they're awesome in there.
Yeah, it looks, has a small town vibe to it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's right on Bellevue Way. Yeah,
good.
You can't miss it. And, you know, and I got to go with Joe. We should go to the Pancake Corral again.
Dude, they have the best blueberry maple syrup.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh.
They just got the best everything. Let's just say it.
I mean, this is important. Look at all the stuff that they got
there. Yeah, Pancake Corral's legit. Yeah.
And I like their logo. They have t-shirts.
Oh, yeah, they got whatever you want. Next time I go there, I'll look at one for you.
If only they were in Pierce County, because things are getting a little bit closer to having restaurants open again in Pierce County. They just applied for phase two of the reopening plan. Yeah, they're going to make a big decision on this, whether or not they're going to open or deny it or modify it or whatever it may be. What is phase two, you ask? Okay, no one asked, but okay. I'm going to tell you.
I know what it is.
That means you can go in store to make purchases. Restaurants can reopen with 50% capacity. Table size is no larger than 5 diners. The restart of construction, real estate, also hair and nail salons and barbers. So you get your hair cut in Pierce County, go eat some food in Pierce County, and we'll see what happens.
And if I'm not mistaken, I mean, double check me on this, but you can gather with 5 people that aren't the people in your home. Like, you can have 5 people in your home, and you can gather with somebody no bigger than 5 people outside your home.
If you go to a restaurant, I think that's also part of it. Yeah. You're right.
That's really exciting. Cool, because I'm waiting to do that because I want to play some games with my buddies.
Yeah.
But we're not in phase two yet.
So do you have games that you can play that are 5 people games?
Oh, yeah. Okay. A lot of my games are 4 or 5 people games.
Somebody said you got to go Homestead in Tacoma. They have a chicken fried steak omelet.
Okay. See, it's getting better and better. You know that every community has a Homestead or a Pancake Corral or a Vula's. Everyone's got one. You know,
right.
Just a great, great joint like
a little
that.
Old school, almost hole in the wall kind of a vibe to it.
Yeah. It's, good.
Get the coffee in that, like, those mugs that I don't even know how to describe them other than like they're just rather thick. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like those old school, off-white, thick mugs.
And they're not big. They're, you know,
no,
but you just, but then you can have like 40 cups of coffee and not feel bad.
And the person serving you just doesn't stop giving you it.
Nope.
By the way, I think it's a great idea because the coffee stays warm in a smaller mug because there's less of it in there.
And it's thicker.
Yeah.
Thick and
holds that heat. Yeah.
I'm checking out Homestead right now, by the way.
This is the best mix report ever.
Yeah, really.
I'm
so hungry.
A wagon wheel. Our famous cinnamon roll prepped as French toast, stuffed with ham, bacon, crispy hash browns, and American cheese.
Wow. So you're saying road trip down to Tacoma?
Yes.
Why haven't they been arrested yet? I mean, that is almost pornographic is what they're doing down there.
If you look at the picture, it looks pornographic.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, it's so hot.
God, I want to love it forever.
Sauce all over it.
I want to marry it.
Someone says, have you been to the Buttered Biscuit in Sumner? Get the SOS. S on a shingle. It's a huge waffle with sausage and bacon in the batter, topped with sausage gravy.
Man, all I got is oatmeal. Boo!
I'll get an SOS for myself.
So I had egg whites and blueberries, Fred.
So I'm not sorry.
It's cool.
Wow. Well, you know, luckily we haven't talked about food today.
Yeah, right. And as far as weather, 64 degrees. We've got some sun later. That's the Migs Report. And that is what's up.
Steve, I hate to break it to you, but we got some sun right now.
Well, we're also going to have it later.
Oh, cool. Wow. I guess you're not wrong. Yeah, right. I mean, it's very... We could have sun later, too. Around
Wasn't
here,
that a Mitch
right.
Hedberg bit?
Yeah.
It should have been if it wasn't.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I used to do drugs. I still do.
Oh, yeah. People done
but
a lot
I used
of...
to as well.
Oh, man.
Dude, we're getting all the hole-in-the-wall breakfast places are all chiming in right now.
We've got a lot of cool places around here, and... that's the, you know, I mean, whether you go north, south, east, west, there's so many cool places. I mean,
we have to give a shout out. A lot of people are texting in Best Cafe, the 12
egg. Of course.
Yeah. Omelet. Someone says get it with the brisket chili.
What's the story with Beth's? I heard rumors about Beth's.
I hear her calling.
What? Yeah. I heard rumors about Beth's, so maybe I'm thinking of another place. Is it still open? I hope it is.
Nothing is right now.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I hope it's still.
I could have, before all this went down, I thought I heard a rumor about Beth's. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's up for sale.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, there we go.
Poodle Dog and Fife is awesome. I never thought about the Poodle Dog and Fife.
Poodle Dog is amazing also because of the Bloody Marys.
No.
And the Pup Room.
That's why
Poodle Dog's amazing. Yeah, you go into the Pup Room.
It's not just the Pup Room, guys. It's home of the famous Pup Room. Okay?
Right, as opposed to.
Yeah, all right. Come on.
The unknown Pup Room.
The Poodle Dog is awesome, and there's so many great places like that.
So it says the Malpe Cafe there. They have cinnamon rolls the size of basketballs. Shout out to the Totem Diner in Everett. Best hole in the wall joint in town. Brown Bag in Kirkland. Never heard of that one.
The
Breakfast Club in Lake City. I like the name of that.
Please,
yeah, right.
Please breakfast come up potatoes. With a vaccine. This is why they have to come up with a vaccine, just for this reason only, so we can go to these places. That's the only reason we need a vaccine.
Thank you. Driving by this place, and I was wondering if it's good. Someone says Tim's Kitchen in Puyallup. It's like a newer place. It looks pretty awesome.
Wagon Wheel. Oh, man, how have you not gone there? Well, I mean, obviously, recently you haven't gone there, but how did you not go there? It's a place.
You know, it's one of those places you just keep forgetting about, and every time we drive by, we're like, we need to go eat there when things get back to normal.
But
you know what I mean? It's like one of those type of places where you always forget until you see it again.
Tim, we're coming for you.
That's right. Once
we can.
Tim's Kitchen.
Pierce County, dude. That's you, right? So you're gonna. I mean, you're going into phase two. You're gonna get to do it.
Phase two.
Snohomish and Pierce have basically just said, "Hey, Governor, I think you need to take a look at these numbers again." Okay, come on. Meanwhile, King County, congratulations to us.
The Kettle in Enumclaw is the bomb.
Everyone's got a place.
Mr. T. Oh my gosh, Mr. T's in Burlington. I pity the fool who doesn't eat my breakfast.
Ooh, Burlington. Wow. I, you know what? I mean, every once in a while, you got to go fly by there. You know, if you're going up north. All right, Mr. T's.
Rev, have you heard of the Silver Spoon in Tacoma?
I have not.
They have a 12 or 15 egg omelet, and it's a hole in the wall for sure.
It's Ricky Schroeder's place, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think the kids don't know what I'm talking about.
You know Silver Spoon?
Mm-mm. No.
No. Oh.
Google it.
B.
I'm like writing all of these down because I'm going to make myself a little to-do list here.
Oh, but Vicky, you're way the hell up in Marysville.
Road trip.
Yeah, you're road tripping all right to go to some of these places.
I love eggs.
Vicky,
you better find
us. There's got to be a place up in Marysville somewhere. Snohomish County, tell us what's up.
I do love the Strawberry Patch in Everett. They have like this ridiculous like chicken with gravy and oh my God, it's so good.
Hey, someone asked if we can make a list of the stuff that people are saying. Maybe make a little blog.
Yeah.
Just copy and paste these texts because some of them are, I mean, I've never heard. Billy's Cafe in Burlington, a breakfast challenge. It's amazing.
Whoa.
Also free if you can finish. But good luck. You better be high and hungry.
Look at Burlington. He's got two
like
joints.
A challenge.
I like that. Welcome to Billy's Cafe, where you better be high or hungry.
You better be high or hungry. All right. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
The four states that begin with A are Arizona, Alaska, Alabama, and what?
Arkansas.
Woo! Yeah.
That was the first one I thought of when you said A.
Wow.
Happy you didn't list that one, so I'm going to screw if you're on anything else. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, you got a shot at beating Steve because he's an A. You know what I'm saying? See what I did there?
Thank you.
206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.